Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The gifts are being brought around the altar. The congregation is kneeling in a gesture of respect and contemplation. The priest is in an emotional struggle with his prayers, engaging him in thoughts of worthiness. As we discovered yesterday during the Lenten journey, we are at one of the most solemn moments in the entire Divine Liturgy. Through the songs and hymns, we hear the deacon and the priest engaging in a dialogue. In fact, they are exchanging the words of Psalm 24. Hamparzeik ishkankus trun sediver. Lift up your gates, O princes. Let the everlasting doors be lifted up, and the King of Glory shall come in, recites the deacon. The priest responds according to the words of the psalmist. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong in power, the Lord mighty in battle. The psalm continues in a rhythmic repetition until it recites, This is the King of Glory. The priest, taking the gifts, turns toward the people and proclaims, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This greeting comes to us from the early centuries of the Christian church. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It is a simple proclamation of the unity among the members of the Christian community. The solemnity of the moment is broken with the joyous chorus pronouncing the blessings of this arrival. It is proper to rise from your kneeling position at this point, if you so choose. The deacons give us direction. Listen carefully to the words that the deacon speaks. Again in faith and purity, let us pray, not with guilty conscience and offense, not with craft and cunning, not with deceit and wiles, not with doubt and not with little faith, but with right conduct, a single mind, a guileless heart, with perfect faith, filled with love, full and abounding in all good works. Let us stand in prayer before the holy altar of God that we may find the grace of mercy on the day of the revelation and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a pronouncement made by the deacon, and the congregation responds, Lord, have mercy. This is by far one of the most challenging directions presented to the congregation during the Divine Liturgy. It asks that we honestly approach the mystery without fear of condemnation, but in honesty. Take some time to heed the words of the deacon. Each word and sequence of words reflects the theological treaty of the moment, that is, the reconciliation of humanity with its Creator. It's about dealing with our imperfections with the understanding that the perfect is within our reach. The priest recites a prayer at this point. It is inaudible. That is, he recites it to himself. But the wish within the prayer is for everyone. He asks that the gifts that now sit at the holy altar be accepted and be consummated to be the mystery of the body and blood of God's only begotten. So that the bread and the wine become a remedy of forgiveness of our sins. let's take a break from our Lenten journey to contemplate the wonders we have explored today. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.